Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Good morning, Ashley. I was reviewing my bank account, and I have a charge from your number for $39.89, and I don't know what that's for. Could you help me with that?
Happy to do so. May I search with your name and your zip code real quick to see what I can find?
Sure. My first name is Vicky, V-I-C-K-I. Last name is Mosley, M-O-S-L-E-Y. And our zip code is 65203.
Okay, Ms. Mosley, let's see. Just for security purposes, may I also ask for your street address?
830 Oak Lawn Drive, Columbia, Missouri.
Thank you, ma'am. So I see quite a few months back where there was an online customer support survey filled out. And after that survey was filled out, there was an offer. It was a sweepstakes entry completed for the Instapot, a chance to enter and win that Instapot. And there were some terms provided for the sweepstakes enrollment to explain. Your qualifying enrollment is pulled from a subscription to our Bites Hub. That was a meal planning, like a mobile application sent to your email for download to provide you with recipe guides to help you eat better.
Is that a keto diet?
I don't think our Bites Hub is tailored specifically to a keto diet. Rather, it cuts out all like sugar and carb cravings, gives you really great recipe guides to follow, help you cook healthier meals. It gives you that monthly enrollment into the random name drawing that's completed.
I don't want this. I don't know. I tell you, I'm never going to respond to any offer for something free again. This is, I tell you. Well, is there any way you can cancel this?
Purely curious, because you are calling in after the holidays. We are running a promotion. It's a discount available of $20 off per month. Would you be interested in this?
No. No, I'd like a refund and have it canceled. It's something I don't know anything about, I wasn't aware of, and I can't use it. I'm like going through cancer now, so the last thing I need is a diet.
I understand. Okay. Let me go ahead then, and I'll get the cancellation processed here for you. And I'm going to take a look at this charge as well. We can help out. Once I get everything settled, I'll provide you a confirmation number as well, just to keep in your record.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Vicky, so what we'll be able to go ahead and do, I'm just waiting for the cancellation confirmation to come back on our end, and I'm going to take a look at this billing here on the 19th. It looks like it just went through this morning.
Yes,
ma'am. So what we're going to do, let me see. All right. I do appreciate your patience. So we were able to go ahead and remove that $39.89 today. We do have to advise the policy on refunds is 3 to 5 business days, but I do want to share this confirmation number just to keep any records on that.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. That number would be 690. Oh, I'm so sorry. It is 6910.
Mm-hmm.
254237.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you are going to be able to refund me the $39.89, you say?
Yes, ma'am. I have refunded that $39.89. Just give it the 3 to 5 business days. And from this point forward, nothing further is going to be built.
I do appreciate that, Ashley. And you have a good day.
Thank you. You do as well. Thanks for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.